Welcome back, everyone, to the Mind's Eye.
Whoa.
Haven't said that in like 2 months.
Are we back?
Yes, we're fucking back, back. And Fear Factor's playing in the background. Some dude's getting fucking electrocuted.
That's a fact, fact.
That's all right. A fact, fact.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a long time coming. We're joined, all three of us. Sean Paul, Josh Rodriguez, and Santiago for the new people who, for some reason, I'm not going to lie, I thought new people would stop listening, but we're still getting, like, people who still, like, new people.
Hundreds and hundreds every single day.
Yes, fucking insane.
We've been gone for, like, a month.
We've been gone for 2 months.
2 months, yeah. Yeah. Kind of took the summer off.
Wasn't planned.
No. But it was necessary.
Yeah, it was kind of like something that just happened naturally. We didn't say, like, hey, guys, let's take the summer off. Mm-hmm. It was just like something that just happened.
I think our souls needed it after 2 years of recording, you know, every single week.
Yeah, you get tired of hearing yourself talk.
Yeah, we need a little bit of refresh. By the way, Santiago is only on voice chat because
our Riverside program, which we used to record him, is the worst subscription that we've ever paid for. It either works or it doesn't. There's no in between.
But yeah, they suck balls.
Well, there you go. So here we are.
We're coming back. We're going to come back strong. We're going to get Santiago, hopefully, an actual recording device. So
yes, we need to get you an audio interface. It'll be like $100, and you will be able to use the mic and stuff that we gave to you. Well, we sent to you.
Yeah.
Well, you came to here and pick up. I forgot he did that.
What?
And he came over here to pick up the mic and shit.
Yeah, we're down on mic. He has the mic.
Yeah, it was playing.
Just got to get him the audio interface to actually use it.
Yeah, we was playing fucking zombies and shit.
We've been doing some summer vibe stuff, by the way. A little catch up. Yeah, we've been playing some Call of Duty for a minute. We started off playing Cold War Zombies for a while. And now we're going to sweat try hard in Modern Warfare as well.
Yeah,
we go to fucking war.
Yeah,
we go to fucking war. In Warzone, to be exact.
We have
pep rallies on group chats just to fucking hype each other up, give each other a good morale.
Yeah. The day before, we have a little meeting, a consensus. Yeah, we hype each other up before, and then we go to war, and we slaughter our enemies.
Yeah, pretty much. We slaughter our enemies and bathe in their blood, you know, just...
Exactly. We feed their children to their mothers.
Yeah, I'm bathing them.
That's crazy.
We got quite a couple dubs, all right? You know, we haven't been here together on the podcast, but we have been together on the battlefield, all right? So if you guys are, like, curious what the Mind's Eye people are up to... We're out there fucking serving our lives.
We're serving our country online.
All right. We're doing our goddamn noble deeds out there on the fucking battlefield of Warzone. And we've been getting quite a couple dubs. So we want to take that energy, bring it back here on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So that's one thing to mention is that we were working on, you know, streaming. And we're going to get into that soon, actually. Once we get, you know, the few things left that we need, which is actually just one thing. But
that's actually kind of what spiraled us into like video games into playing Call of Duty. Is we were actually trying to just set up the stream for you guys to actually live stream,
and then you know we just got sucked into the battlefield. And
we're like, you think we can stream games on here? and then this is a whole story actually. It's like we have like 2 months of catching up to do with these people. But yeah, and then me and Josh helped rebuild this PC here.
It was actually on its last legs.
Yeah, this shit was like overcooking itself, and so we spent like 2 weeks kind of rebuilding the PC.
Yo, that's crazy, bro. We went, it was to the point where we didn't know what part we needed, so we went out to go buy shit that guys at Home Depot recommended us, which wasn't a good idea because they're Depot and not an electronics store.
Yeah.
So
there were like these little nuts that we couldn't get out of the PC frame, and we tried like every single different like nut and knob and everything, and we just couldn't.
You didn't try jerking it off?
Oh damn! Should have tried that. Remind me that next time. Just jerk the nut off, and maybe it'll come off. So we just had to drill through it, but eventually we got the PC to work finally, and we got like a little game station ready for us to actually start streaming. So. You see that soon, hopefully, now that we're back in action.
Yes, so we're back in action. We're gonna start making weekly content again, and the bonus content I can't even fathom that the people at the bonus content were still even there, to be
honest.
Thank
you guys. Oh my God. Seriously.
Yeah, you guys are unbelievable, because if it were me, to be honest, I would unsubscribe. But
yeah, well, we're gonna be providing some extra bonus content for you guys. It's gonna get interesting.
Yeah, so we're gonna get back on that. So we're just, you know, we're back now. We're gonna take things in a new light or whatever. We're just gonna get back on our grind, and here we are. This is the Mind's Eye.
So what's been up? What's been going on recently? I know the Maui fires. This whole so much.
Yeah,
that
so
happened.
Much shit happened in 2 months.
And
man.
I'm like, damn, we gotta talk about it, bro.
Yeah, bro. A lot of really weird shit going on with this whole administration, and just how, like, dude, a lot of corruption is coming to the light.
Yeah. So yeah. The Biden administration right now is, I believe, I'm not 100% sure if it's been announced, but they're undergoing an indictment investigation right now because of the whole business dealings and the shady money and the fucking 50 shell companies that Biden has. I think they're about to go through with the indictment investigation.
Should I hope they do, man?
Mm-hmm. Hunter Biden just got formally indicted, I believe. Like they were like, yeah, there's enough information to actually charge him with these crimes. We're gonna go to trial.
That's well, it took him long enough. Holy shit, man. Mm-hmm. Yo, so, didn't you tell me like the other day?
I actually didn't hear about that. That's interesting.
That's one.
Well, Sean, didn't you mention the other day that, I forgot what it was, but you said the FBI, like, denied Congress some papers that they demanded?
Oh, yeah. I forget which, I think it was about Biden, wasn't it?
I have no idea if who it was about.
I'm pretty sure it was about Biden. Basically, I don't know legal talk, so I'm just going to throw some fucking jibber jab around here. I believe they subpoenaed some records from the FBI regarding the investigation into Biden. And the FBI was literally like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. We can't.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
And they were, and they, so they're filing like a contempt of Congress against the FBI for not handing over those records from the investigation. It's like, what the fuck? Who is leading this fucking country, bro?
I mean, shit, man.
Who's really in charge here?
That just goes to show you. You know, the FBI is listening to someone or something, you know, because if they don't want that to get out, who are they protecting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You protect who pays you.
Exactly.
So, who the fuck they're getting paid by? I think we know to a certain extent who they're getting paid by. But that's very interesting, to say the least. I haven't been keeping up with that case. My Twitter feed has just showing me a bunch of alien shit.
What have you heard, man? What's been going on? What's with this? These past 2 months, there's so much shit that's been popping up.
Well, I did see that the Congress had like a thing in Mexico where they revealed some alien body.
Oh my God,
that shit was so phony,
bro. I saw that and I was like, I don't know, man. And it's apparently 1,000 years old. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that it is impossible for some beings to look like that, because truly we don't know. But I don't know. I feel like I have no idea.
Josh, give a straight answer. Do you think that fucking Mexican alien is real or not?
No, I don't think it's real, to be honest. I think it was like, I think it was definitely out on the internet to probably distract people from other shit that's going on.
Of course.
Because that's usually how shit goes. He's like, holy shit, we're about to get fucking indicted. Tell them aliens are real. And show them a fucking body that we made in the whatever.
That they found in the fucking Peru, my ass.
It's like they have this arsenal of just fucking bullshit to feed. Every single time Biden gets accused of something or something in the administration, they release like a little sliver of more alien information.
Holy shit. They found out that I did something else. Release the pink elephant.
What?
It's going to be pink elephants.
Yep.
Pigs are going to start flying and shit before Biden gets arrested.
Mm. Oh, drop the new dance. Drop the new dance.
Yeah. Drop the new trend.
Everybody go up. Everybody go down. Everybody go stupid ass fucking song on TikTok. Some bee going. And people are just going to be hype as fuck. They're going to be like, yo, this dance is like our life right now.
It trends on Twitter for like a couple of hours.
And that's it, man. Everyone goes back to doing fucking whatever they were doing.
Cheap.
Yep. And that's the news cycle for you. It's like a 1 week news cycle. I have never seen a story last longer than a fucking week. I promise.
Yeah, you. I think it's easier. You know, back then, you had to print out newspapers. So it took a little longer for the news to get to you, you know? Yeah. Like, it took time for the news to sit in and, you know, people to be like, wait a minute. By the way, there's only a little bit of people who even question the news like that because, you know, obviously we led to where we are today. So, but it was today, all you do is just put a new post out and that's it. Like, everyone forgets about what happened.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
So easy for misinformation, malinformation. There's too much information sometimes, and that's what we're here for.
We like to think our spot. Nah.
No. Right. But seriously, though, like, I feel like the whole news cycle literally lasts, like, no longer than a week. Like, we heard about Maui, and that was, like, a month ago. And, bro, did you hear, like, I was, like, checking my sources and everything, but apparently there were, like, a whole bunch of, like, FEMA workers who were, like, arrested or something. Like, in the middle of the field.
We're in Hawaii?
Yeah, in Hawaii, bro. Like, there was a whole bunch of FEMA people in Hawaii who were apparently, like, tossing and disposing of bodies and shit like that. And they were, like, raided by FBI agents, CIA agents, like, Navy SEALs.
It's really weird, bro. Like, I think it was 1,000 people were missing, apparently.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that went down. Let's talk about that for a little bit. I mean, yeah, the stories has been out and stuff has been out for a while, but you know, we haven't talked about it.
Give like a recap of just what like happened, like what's going on.
Well, apparently it was a natural forest fire that destroyed all the properties the billionaires wanted to buy. To be quite frank, right? We have properties of like Oprah and other stuff that have not been affected by the Maui fires, even though her house is in Maui, which is kind of funny. There's been photos of melted cars, but vegetation next to the cars were completely fine. There's photos of like how the fire started and things like that. Kind of similar to how the Canada, how they all started at the exact same time, things like that. There's people online saying that there's energy weapons involved and shit like that. There was this guy who actually did an experiment on... He tried to prove his coworker wrong. He's like, there's no way an energy weapon can light something on fire like that. So he took a little... like a little energy weapon that mechanics have is like, you know, to shoot. I don't know what it fucking was, but he turned it on and he had like a tiny house set up made of cardboard and it lit the entire shit on fire without any like minimum power. Right. So, you know, just say if that were to be the case, I mean, shit, you need a big motherfucking weapon for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be like some satellite shit that's up in the sky right now.
Well, yeah, actually, just speaking of the satellites, somebody was doing an investigation onto it, and they found, like, coincidentally, exactly when the Maui fire started, there were, like, a couple of, like, NOAA satellites up in the air right above the region. And I believe there were some other, like, Chinese satellites as well. Some people were theorizing it was like a deliberate attack with energy weapons from above. Some people were saying that it was like gross negligence due to like the power line companies that had their power lines around like very shrubby areas, which they're required to like clear around. But either way, like the response time and the shit was fucking horrible.
It was fucking blocky.
That's got to be the stupidest. I'm sorry, Sean, not towards you, but that's got to be the dumbest fucking explanation I've ever heard. Dude, a wildfire is going to fucking melt the cars the way that it did. Those cars, bro, the chassis, that was all that was left. That fucking melted. Mm. It looked like fucking burnt styrofoam.
Yeah, in order to melt fucking aluminum and shit like that,
it's got to be very hot. An entire car, bro. Everything. Every little thing. You're melting the glass and everything.
Yeah, and someone had shown like a video where like there was like the Maui, the central location of the Maui fires like along the coast, you know, all those burnt vehicles that were melting, and then like 20 miles away or something, there was like another like one location where a car was melted exactly like that.
Ooh.
No other fire, nothing was touched, no fires, no nothing. It was just that one car that was burnt completely
and melted. I wanted to just say to anyone who thinks it's far-fetched for such weapons to exist, you know, some people just may think it's like a fucking like space laser or whatever. We've seen from, you know, that one of the patents the Nazis had, they wanted to put a big ass magnifying glass in the sky and call it the sun gun. It wouldn't be too hard to, you know, like, you know, use the satellite's reflectors or whatever and point it down in the focus area, have that shit light on fire. It's not fucking insane or too far fetched if that were to be the possibility, you know?
No, not at all.
So just wanted to say that because, you know, it does sound crazy when you say, oh, it's fucking energy weapons.
Yeah, well, when you put it in context and you provide information, like background information, we already have directed energy weapons. And we've been, like, using them to take down drones and shit in the sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're pretty effective. So you can imagine that, like, on, like, the corner of a house or something, or, like, in a bushfire.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly set a village on fire. But even more than just the fires, though, like, people have been, like, speculating the whole Oprah thing. Like, all of her properties, all the properties that she owned, and not one of them was destroyed. And then she starts that campaign thing with The Rock. And that thing I found out was super misleading. But supposedly they were going to donate $10 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they've pledged $10 million. It doesn't mean they're actually giving $10 million, but they've put $10 million in to start the fund.
Yes.
Which gets people to pay for the fund.
Exactly. So just to stop real quick, if anyone doesn't know how fucking fundraisers work, is when you pledge money, you don't have to fucking pay it. All right. I've started a GoFundMe before or whatever, just to see how it worked. And I said, I'm going to pledge $500 and then it will show, oh, $500. Here's the goal. It's kind of like inflating a fucking crypto coin.
Mm.
It's like, you know, you don't have to actually put the money in. So when they're saying, oh, we're going to pledge $10 million, that doesn't mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean shit. It will just show $10 million. And the rest of the money from the $10 million is all the people who put their money into it.
Yep. Exactly. So it's like they're just like falsely inflating, like, oh, there's $10 million in this fund. Get more people to invest into it. But what I figured out what they're doing is they invest it as like a nonprofit organization. What I found is that nonprofit charities like that, 35% of the money actually goes to the victims. The rest of the 65%, they hold on to that money. And yep. They can write off all of those donations that people donated off on their taxes, and they eventually get that $5-10 million back to themselves. And they got all those tax write-offs essentially for getting people to
That's donate. Crazy. You know what's funny? Nonprofit organizations make fucking profit. Isn't that funny?
What they say is to just keep the overhead, you know, but people use it as like kind of like a tax bank. They'll put their money in the charities and then they'll get other people to donate, but then they'll pull their money right back out. All tax-free, you know, written
That's
off.
Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. So that's the Maui fire stuff.
Oh, another thing. People were getting arrested up until recently trying to go back to their houses. The police won't let them go back.
Yeah. What's up with that, bro? What's going on over there?
I think, like, I mean, obviously, we don't have boots on the ground over there. All right. I'm not in fucking Maui. But at this point, I'm pretty sure the fires have stopped. So I don't know. I don't see any reason why the authorities won't allow people to return to their homes to even see what's salvageable.
Yeah.
You know, that screams to me that whatever went down there is a lot more deeper than, you know, what we're being led to believe.
Yeah, it reminds me of like when they shut off the roads for like, there was like a supposed alien like crash landing and they shut off the entire town saying it was like a gas leak or something.
Yeah.
FEMA, FBI, all those people, ATF, like they moved in and they cleared the town searching for whatever they were searching for. And they made everybody leave because they said, oh, it's in fear of a gas leak or whatever. But really, they were just trying to cover their tracks, apparently. And that's what it's like. It's kind of sending me right now. Like, all these people moving in. And, dude, like, did you not hear about the FEMA people getting arrested there?
No, I didn't hear about the FEMA people getting arrested, but usually those are the people who are called upon during crisis, so I don't know where they were arrested for. Don't they have more power than the police?
I'm not sure with the power aspect, but I heard that they were like there doing some clandestine operations or whatever, hiding bodies or moving bodies, not counting them, I guess. And some guy said that there were like 3 boats filled with Navy SEALs that just pulled up and stormed this port and just took over an entire town and started arresting people over there.
Yeah, dude, FEMA is a weird fucking organization, man. That shit, that's some scary shit. I mean, they mentioned the book 1984, George Orwell. I didn't finish the book, but fucking, they mentioned like the FEMA is like the basically the people who bring in like martial law before martial law happens. Mm. Like FEMA will come in, you know, take control of the situation. That's what I was saying. I don't understand. Unless they're doing some weird shit, like FEMA usually has more power than the regular police. So yeah, they probably were doing some weird shit. They was like, nah, you gotta go. You gotta answer some questions.
Yeah, there's probably just a lot more people that actually died that they were trying to hide.
Either that, yeah, that could be a possibility. But why would they hide the true numbers?
Maybe they were ashamed because they were corralling people into the fires. Like, they weren't letting them leave.
Oh, that could be that's definitely a possibility.
They weren't letting them leave. They had sent their kids home, so some kids were, like, alone at home. So they probably went to the fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. Kids alone at home. Parents couldn't go back into their houses to go get their kids because they were shutting off the roads.
No way. That's crazy.
They said the officer that was blocking the road, he was like from the powers that be, you know, above. They told me, you know, hold this road down. They weren't letting people pass roads while the fire was burning behind them.
That makes no sense. Imagine you're down there, the fire's behind you, and you're fine. And they won't let you pass. What's that? Were they fucking infected with something? Or like, what type of shit is that?
Yeah, like, you're like, what are you containing them for, bro? Let them out.
Well, they probably needed to get some numbers up to justify some funding.
Yeah.
Hey guys, 13,000 people died. Donate your money.
That's how I feel, right? Yeah, like they're sacrificing these human lives for donations.
That's how I see it, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, because, I mean, when something tragic like that happens, it's essentially like a blank check for the government. Like, here, like, write down what you need, and we'll get it to you.
Yeah, that's why I've never donated to shit like that. I mean, I would donate to, like, a direct, like, you know, thing, but I don't trust these fucking charities, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't trust none of them shits. It's funny how, like, once a crisis happens, the charity is right there exactly when it happens, ready to take donations.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird, man.
Yeah. But so I heard some stuff about Elon Musk, bro. This is so fucking shady, dude. So a while ago,
you found out he's a robot.
Shut the fuck up. No, bro. So like, this is so shady on the American government, bro, or the media. So a while ago, I don't know if you remember, but the media was like highlighting like, oh, Elon Musk pulls out what is it called? The satellites in the air that he has.
Oh, yeah, the Starlink.
Starlink. Elon Musk pulls out Starlink because government doesn't want to fund him anymore or something like that. He was just looking to like help out Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Starlink Ukraine just for like money. But so apparently it came out that a while ago, during the offensive push of Ukraine into Russia, they were trying to ask Elon Musk to activate Starlink in Crimea, even though explicitly Elon Musk said Starlink is just for civilian purposes. We're just initializing it here so people can get out, contact other people. It's for civilian government purposes. But Ukraine was trying to pressure Elon Musk to activate Starlink in Crimea so that Ukraine could push an offensive deployable submarine boat or something to attack Russia's naval fleet out in the water. And Elon Musk was like, wait, what the fuck? What are you doing? He was like, that would literally start a global nuclear war if I activated Starlink right now and let you do this. He was like, I'm not going to do this. And Ukraine was pissed off.
Crazy.
Ukraine was tight. He was like, I don't take orders from Ukraine. Like, this is for the American government. But Ukrainian people were calling him up to go activate it in Crimea.
What the fuck? Imagine that conversation. He's like, yo, Elon, you need to do me a favor. Can you turn on that Starlink so I can go do some shit that I'm not supposed to?
Blow this fucking ship up? He's like, bro, like, I'm not here for, like, the war purposes. This is supposed to be for, like, peaceful operations. And so I'm supposing that during that time, the Ukrainians pushed out that, like, oh, Elon Musk is backing out of the Starlink deal. He just wanted money. And they pushed that narrative. And so it just came out that they were trying to get him to open it in Crimea, but he said no to de-escalate the situation so we wouldn't get into a nuclear confrontation. And honestly, he himself might have saved us from a much bigger ordeal
if he didn't. The power that was in his hands in that moment, bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys, you know, they didn't have any internet. He had all the internet there, pretty much. He was providing the military.
He had all the internet. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, Elon Tusk, whatever you may call him. He's the man.
He might have saved this world once or twice. So I don't know.
I mean, shit, man. That's interesting. But you know, I've seen some things on Twitter, bro, where there's fucking, there's videos of nightclubs in Ukraine going crazy, like normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people are going out and shit. And then I'm seeing posts like from the media that they're everyone's like dying over there still and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know what to believe, to be completely honest.
Yeah, well, here's what's crazy though. Like, just one fact to like toss in there. We spent billions of dollars in Ukraine, right? Well, they did a comparison. They said, what if we took some of that money that we just donated to Ukraine and we sent it to the people of the Maui fires?
Yeah, people said that. I remember seeing that and they were like, yo, we can really, you know, change things. It's funny how when shit happens here, nobody helps us.
But did you hear how much the U.S. wanted to offer the residents of Lahaina? Is that how you say it?
Some Maui, right?
Lahaina is like the town over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were offering them $700 each.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, man. Imagine your house burns down. Dude, imagine your fucking house burns down. You just paid off your mortgage, $150,000, and you get $700. The fuck are you supposed to do with that? Flights are more expensive than what they offered them.
I think they just literally gave the money to fucking get the fuck out of there. Like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, get out of here. Here's your $700.
We don't have any money to leave. Here you go. Get the fuck out.
Yep. And then, like, while they're gone, they buy up their land and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And that's actually
how much Oprah purchased.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how much, but she purchased a lot of land.
She purchased a couple hundred acres, I think it was.
Yep.
And for like, I think it was $10 million or $15 million, some shit like that.
Fuck, man, the tactics never change for taking shit, bro. Back then, when we came to this country and the fucking people, the indigenous people were here, we just fucking took it. You know, we just came with war and shit. That's wild. In World War II, how they fucking, I forgot what company it was. It was the company in New York City that went to Germany, overinflated it, and did a whole bunch of other shit. And they just took their fucking, they took shit through the businesses and shit like that. They made it overinflated. They bought stock, you know, and they took over that way. Over here, we fucking just destroy land and then buy it at a cheaper price, and then everyone's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy, man. How you just like, you just be like, yo, I want that land. All right, let's just burn everyone's fucking house down.
Yeah. That's like that's pretty much been happening for like thousands and thousands of years.
That's wild, man. But they can't come out and say that, you know, they have to make it look like a crisis. Otherwise, you know, people won't be too happy.
You just murder about that. People. Yeah, children, bro.
That's wild, shit, man.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at this shit right now. But yeah, it's crazy. I like what's your, what's you guys, Santiago, you have any thoughts on that?
I don't really have too much to say on it just because of lack of research, just lack of knowledge of it in general. But I have been seeing a lot of stuff about how celebrities and government officials or just people of like the higher class. They're painting their roofs a very specific shade of blue. And you can find throughout the Maui fires that blue items were not burned.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. The guy was talking about that these energy weapons can only act on certain wavelengths. Mm-hmm. So he had a laser, and he pointed it at a red cloth, and it lit on fire. But when he went over a blue cloth, the shit didn't burn at all. And he went back to other colors.
So weird, bro.
You can tune these weapons to only burn certain wavelengths.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
So yeah, like it's very interesting how this stuff happens, bro. And like, oh man, it's so scary.
Yo, hold up. Look at the roof of Oprah's fucking houses. If it's a certain color blue, then that would be weird.
That's gonna be hard to search. She probably has like fucking 30 houses. But you know what's funny though is that technically Oprah doesn't have any houses in Maui or really in a lot of places. She's dedicated those lands as farmlands. That's what she says. She says, I don't have a lot of property. I have a lot of farms. And what's funny about that is when you have a farm, you're classified actually as a small business. And so when you have that much farm, essentially, you have like a huge government checkbook, like a huge write-off because you're designated as a farm. And so she gets taxes taken off of that as well, too. And
even though she doesn't farm.
Yeah, even though she doesn't farm. But here's the thing as well. When there is a cataclysm like that or a government emergency and they send out money to help those people, guess who are one of the first people to receive that money?
Oh, there we go.
Small businesses, especially farms. So it's funny how she's donating a lot of that money to the Maui fire victims, but it's likely that the United States government is also coming in and funding that charity, and that money is essentially going back to Oprah through to her farms and her small businesses. And
classic money laundering 101.
Yeah, so just so weird whether you believe like the fires were started because of like directed energy weapons or because of like gross negligence with the power lines or whatever. I felt like the response was very, very awkward and weird and shady, with people being reported being arrested, with government officials not sounding the alarms, with people blocking off the roads. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
In a fucking fire. Fucking, like, that's crazy. And then to not report the extra hundreds of people that have died, like, that's just... And to top it off, this is the last thing that I'll add to that, just from what I've researched that I've done. The chief of police there, I believe, was the same exact chief of police officer that was in charge during the Las Vegas shooting at the Mandalay Bay.
Interesting.
So coming from that, you know, cataclysm to now he's in Maui for some reason, somehow he ended up there with this shady response. I just found that interesting. There's a lot of weird things that are going on right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Did you guys have anything that, I mean, 2 months have gone by?
I mean, shit, thinking about it now, like, I'm gonna be completely honest, I wasn't really on social media that much. I've been, honestly, I haven't even used TikTok at all.
Honestly, good for you.
Yeah, good for me. My brain wasn't melting. Yeah. Well, it was melting because we're in hacker lobbies now, but it's melting in a different way.
Yeah, we got too good at Call of Duty, and now they reported us.
We're in the gulag, boys.
That's what happens when you spend 2 months playing. Yeah. Yeah, but it was a great refresh. We needed a refresh to actually eventually come back here and give you guys some better content. And that's kind of the primary focus, really, is to come back. I know a lot of people are here, like, just to, like, listen to us and hear, like, what we think about these topics. But also, like, I always say this, but I always want to give back to the people. And so, you know, we want to, like, give you guys multiple different accounts of what we've heard across social media, because I find it funny that some people only hear one aspect of the story.
And yeah.
Not multiple things about it.
It's interesting how we... It's funny how people will argue online and be like, do your research. You'd be like, well, I'm being blocked by an algorithm, so how the fuck can I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's been times where I've sent you a video about some shit I heard, and by the time we sit down and open it, the video's deleted.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, shit, that's my fucking evidence. It's gone now. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's why I always screen record, like, crazy shit that I see. Yeah. Just in case.
I have a whole folder of screen recordings of those videos you see at 3 a.m. where the music is all the same. I know you know what song I'm talking about. I don't know the name of it, but it's the new conspiracy song.
Wait, what's the new conspiracy song?
I'm not going to imitate it because it sounds like... But shit, yeah. A lot of stuff has been happening. I've been off Twitter. I've been ghost on social media. I fucking disappeared. Well, I disappeared online, but I wasn't Sean. I was here.
Yeah.
I was here.
Yeah.
but, you know, a lot of... I'm definitely going to start, you know, getting back on, you know, researching all this interesting stuff. Because there is a lot of more things I would like to bring up that I did see over the past 2 months. It's just that sitting here right now and trying to recall is like, that's 2 months worth of shit. That just went by.
Yeah, well, we just kind of just decided, like, hey, we want to record just to show you guys that we're actually fucking alive.
So, right.
But, like I said, we're promising to, you know, come back. Like I said, a lot of people we hear just to, like, hear, like, our opinions about this stuff. And also give, like, a fresh perspective as well. So, as things start to develop even more. I'm glad I honestly stood away from social media for as long as...
Oh, hell yeah, man. That was a...
But I feel like we have a keen eye for bullshit.
Yeah.
And you know, while it sounds, like, narcissistic, I promise it's not. But, like, the world needs people like us and people like you guys as well who also listen to actually be a part of this conversation. Because I feel like sometimes I just kind of like see this bullshit and I just like kick it back. I'm like, they'll figure it out. Like, yeah. But people don't, bro. Like I said, the news cycle lasts a week and then people are like, and then it's just completely forgot. Like, did you just forget that fucking President Biden just accepted bribes from foreign nations?
Or are you more concerned about a paper mache alien in Peru?
Or Sexy Red's new collaboration with Drake.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Drake blocked Bobby Altoff or whatever her fucking name is.
Oh,
bro.
My God. She's fucking everywhere, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, point is, guys, the mind's eye is back and we're going to save you guys and ourselves along the way. From bad content online.
Come here for your source of information. Your weed wicker. Weed picker?
The weed picker.
We're the weed pickers, yeah. We take bullshit from truth and we present you. Well, we try our best to present you the truth, but we try to mainly the most credible of evidence and multiple perspectives as well. But we try not to feed you dog shit down your throat like many other social media companies. And so yeah, that's what I hope we can
promise. So as you guys can see, the feds have not gotten us. Is that good?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
My shit is
Yo, cool. It's so weird you said that, Josh. No, bro. I don't know, man. I've been feeling like I'm not on some schizophrenic shit, but I feel like you remember how like before, and this shit has happened on the podcast itself, my phone would like randomly trigger a phone call. It'll randomly like just pick up a random phone call.
Yeah.
Or it'll just turn on and it'll open up to the fucking camera app. And like my phone will do weird shit like that. You know, I've said the story also on the podcast about how in high school, my phone was hacked by some fucking... a jihadist in Afghanistan.
What the fuck?
Yes, bro.
What, bro?
I remember that.
Son, I said this on the podcast before.
I don't remember this, bro.
Yeah, bro. So my phone was fucked up, right? And so my ex at the time, well, my ex now, she took my phone for me because I was in school. She was in school that day. She took it to the Apple store. And so whatever, they were checking the phone out. And then they fucking asked her to go into the back. You see, they don't tell anybody to go into the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, you sit on the table and you wait for them.
Yeah.
She sat in this fucking room, bro. And they were telling her how the phone was hacked by fucking jihadists in Afghanistan. Wasn't like, they were asking, like, who am I? Like, where am I from? What's my ethnicity and shit? Asking her mad questions. But anyway, right? Like, shit like that has always happened.
But anyway, bro, what the fuck?
But anyways, I'm not an extremist.
Yo, that's you're probably on a blacklist right now, bro. That's why you're getting those
random calls. But here's the thing, right? So, my phone lately has been triggering itself. It's crazy, bro.
Probably got a remote Trojan soft virus on your fucking... Nah, let me stop.
What's this? Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck that is, to be honest.
It's a Trojan virus. A Trojan virus is a type of malware that people can use to remote access your phone from anywhere on the world without your knowledge. Obviously, in order to do that, you have to be very fucking good, and your phone has to be fucking jailbroken. Or on a very old iOS software. So if you haven't updated your phone in a year, you might want to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, ever since, you know, we started the podcast and like ever since, I guess I've been associating myself with more people that present information to me via encrypted apps and shit. You know, and like ever since I started talking to those people and entering those group chats, my phone, bro, would randomly start recording. I'm gonna send you guys the video. It'll just randomly trigger a video, like me at work, like in my pocket, or like it's so fucking weird, bro.
Is your phone like physically damaged?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that could be a factor. I mean,
it could be a factor. Yeah. So I took it to the fucking place. It's just my screen that's cracked. I took it to the electronics store. They said there's no water damage. Like, you know, I haven't dropped the phone. It only cracked because my fucking cat was chewing on the screen.
What the fuck? Your cat fucking cracked your screen?
His tooth, like his fuck, that large ass canine, that fang just cracked. It's not a huge crack either. Like, my phone was fine. But I don't think, like, from that, my phone is going to be randomly fucking recording videos. Like, that's what it does. It doesn't just randomly do other shit. It just randomly opens up the phone app.
You start searching recording for porn and shit. Shit, man. Old granny porn.
It's probably waiting for you to search some shit up, and then you're going to get an email telling you need to send Bitcoin to some fucking account.
Deadass.
Or they're going to send it to
so
everyone.
So weird, bro.
Bro,
I received an email like that.
What?
Some scammer told me that he hacked my iPhone and I need to send $1,000 in Bitcoin or he's going to send videos to everyone. I was like, videos
God
of what?
Damn, how much is that?
I was like, videos of what? Like, the fuck would you record me searching up fucking aliens and shit? Like, okay. But it's obviously a fucking scam. So they're getting more clever with these scams nowadays.
Yeah, you got to give it to them. I get like scammed. They're like, oh, your UPS package wasn't picked up. You got to go pick it up here.
Yeah. And once you click that link, it's over for you. Don't click those links, guys. If you didn't order nothing, you didn't order anything. That's how it goes. Like fucking UPS. The last time I got a UPS package was fucking, I don't even know how long ago.
Yeah, me neither.
But shit, bro. I hope your phone. I mean, one thing I will say about your phone, dude, is that, if you do crack it, you know, the touch screen is like, it can really fuck up off of a little crack. That's how like iPhones are, bro. You can crack your phone a million times and it'll be fine, but a specific crack will just destroy your phone. It'll start clicking shit that you didn't click.
Yeah.
You know?
That could be what's going on. But, you know, I'm going to go with what's more interesting.
All right, bro. Hopefully, like, the jihadists aren't watching you.
Yeah, they're probably
still. Nah, sure.
Oh my god,
man. But yo, I did want to bring something up. So lately there have been lots of phenomena going on in like space.
Damn, my
and
phone's
we've talked down. About how
laptop,
you know,
no, go ahead, continue,
power and secret societies believe in astral theology. Is that's what it was, right? Astral theology?
Or astral, yeah, yeah. I don't have no idea, I guess.
But, so. Whatever. And how it can, the power that these celestial cosmic entities, right, things, have on us, the energy, like the star Osiris, how they believe that, you know, when it's closest to our sun, there's a certain like energy that is emitted through us or to us. There's mad shit that's been going on, and a lot of people have been saying that they've been experiencing a lot of people would call paranormal or just metaphysical things. And the other day, smoking with my coworkers right after work, we're down here in the front of my apartment building. And we're smoking, bro, and it's pouring raining, so we're smoking in the hallway. Hold on. Yeah, I'm ready. Sorry. Yeah, I want to eat that dinner. Sorry, I guess that X. But, so we're smoking downstairs, right? And this lady comes out of nowhere, bro. Barefoot. And I'm telling you, it's been raining pretty hard here on the East Coast. I don't know if there's been some fucking hurricane or what the fuck it is. Some type of weather shit they created.
Yeah, there's a hurricane, yeah.
All right. Yeah, whatever. I don't watch the news. I'm not a loser. But it's been raining pretty hard, so it was kind of surprising that there would be somebody walking around. And mind you guys, I worked a night shift. So I usually get out or get home by like 2:30, 3:30 a.m. It depends on how fast we clean the kitchen. And so, what's it called, bro? This lady, we're smoking, and this fucking mad late. It's pouring raining outside. She's outside, walks up to us barefoot out of nowhere. She's talking about, he is guiding me. He's telling me right now that it's okay for me to go outside. And that I'm fine in this thunderstorm. All this lightning, is nothing's going to happen to me. And it's just random, bro. Like, nobody asked her what the fuck, anything. Like, she just came up to us, started talking to us about it. And my two coworkers don't speak Spanish. She was saying in Spanish. And I was like, vete pa tu casa, you know. I was saying, like, you know, go home. You're going to get sick or whatever. She was like, don't you tell me to go home. You don't know who I am. Da-da-da-da-da. Yo, like, violated me, bro. Telling me, like if I was wrong for saying to go home, it's fucking 3 a.m. and you're walking barefoot in a thunderstorm. Talking about he got you. What the fuck are you talking about? Yo, she was saying that God was talking to her in that moment, saying, I have to come and tell you guys about the fact that my mother died 3 days ago. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Talking about, like, man, telling her life story. And, you know, I'm not a rude person, so I wasn't just, like, gonna tell her to fuck off.
I mean, I would've.
Right? But, no, you wouldn't have. Remember Kevin?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck the dude's name was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
It's Kevin. Oh, my God. I should've said that.
But, you know, I didn't tell her to fuck off or anything until, like, 5 minutes of her ranting about how, like, just her life story. And then she started to talk about how she was like, okay, yes. Like she was answering someone, she was going, yes, okay, I'll go. I'll bring it. And so she went into her bag. She took out a fucking beer. She opened the fucking beer with her tooth.
Oh.
And you can see that it, like, cut her gums. Because you could see, like, a little bit of blood, like, on her lip. Like, it wasn't, like, nothing crazy. But you could tell, like, it hurt her. And she wasn't even fazed by it. It was so weird. She fucking downed the beer. No breath, nothing. Downed it. Just fucking go, 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 go. It was almost inhumane. It was scary to watch. Like, yo, bro, we've been to parties, you know? When people chug beers, just, oh, shit, you lit up. No, it was scary, bro. To see the human being actually drink something that fast, bro.
And so a big
she
gulp.
Takes the fucking, yo. She walks off. You know how I live literally right next to the cemetery, right? She walks off to the cemetery, breaks the glass on the floor, and walks over the glass and leaves.
Bro, you're fucking kidding me, bro.
Bro, you just got a firsthand experience of a Bethesda fucking NPC. From
no, right? And then, so me, so basically my coworker's name is LaShawn and Isaiah. Me and LaShawn and Isaiah talking about, like, yo, yeah, this shit weird, bro. Like, the fuck? This shit is crazy. You know, she's like an NPC or whatever. Then I felt something strange. Like, man, something was talking to her. She was hearing voices in her head. And she did that, all that weird, you know, hurting herself and then walking into the cemetery. I was thinking to myself, what if there was something latched onto her? you know, like some type of entity, demon or something, spirit. And when I thought that, she came back. She was like, mind you, the other two, she was only speaking to me because the other dudes didn't speak Spanish. She comes like, she said, in Spanish, I heard what you said. Out of nowhere, walked up to the doorway and said, I heard what you said, and then just left again.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Nah, she's a tweak. Hell no, bro. I would not. Nah, hell no.
Those are the ultra tweaks. You got to watch out for those. Their levels are too high. You got to get your armor up before you can
encounter them. Right when that happened, bro. You got to level up. That's what you call someone who's either spiritually in tune and she's hearing shit, or someone who has something latched onto them.
Damn, bro. Well, yo, so there's an interesting like perspective that I heard recently about it, and it was just like, you know, what if a lot of these like poltergeists or these spirits and demons and stuff, they're actually real, you know, they're here, they're all around us and whatnot. But sometimes maybe it just takes a certain person that's tuned to those frequencies or capable enough, sensitive enough to actually experience them, to actually perceive them. And, you know, maybe, you know, either through like psychedelics or some people were just born this way, but maybe some people can see them and some people literally just cannot. And they sound fucking crazy, but their mind is just perceiving a more, a different vibration of reality than most people.
That reminds me of this superhero from DC. I think they called him Atom Man, or he's like he has the power to like blow up like on huge scales. And there was this one comic where his consciousness was split across timelines. And he was experiencing shit that everyone was like, bro, what are you talking about? This shit ain't real. Like, we're here. But he was experiencing hundreds of timelines simultaneously at the same time and shit like that. Mm. So that reminds me of that. Maybe there's some people who just really can tap into the other dimension of this 3D world that we have right here and can really, you know, interact with those things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it makes sense.
3D?
What?
3D, you think all of this confines into just three dimensions?
But no, I'm just saying, like, so, you know, people can understand, like, there's things here in this dimension, you know?
Okay. I was about to say, bruh, are you serious? I was genuinely, like, concerned for you. I was like, dude, there's no way all this shit is going to fit in three dimensions.
Yeah,
I mean, I was about to go ham, bro. I was confused. I was like, yo, they cloned Josh real quick. Really.
No, I'm here and then I'm alive. But
yeah? Are you Josh Anthony?
Nah, I don't know who that is.
It's your alter ego.
Yeah, it is. But anyways, that's a weird experience, bro. I mean, me and Sean had that Kevin experience where he just came up and he said he came here to meet us. You know, sometimes I'm gonna just say this. I think sometimes some people are just so tweaked out that they're kind of aware of what they're doing. I mean, you know how some people, you know, everyone every day walks around with a filter, and maybe they're just so fucked up that their filter is gone and they just, you know, respond to certain things that we're thinking and we're just like, oh shit, that's fucking weird. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Your shit cut. It was cutting up. I just didn't really want to interrupt you. What were you saying?
Oh, I was saying that I think some people are just so tweaked out that they lose their filter and they just speak, you know, with their mind. And sometimes they know we're thinking something and they just like say it. And then we'd be like, what the fuck? Like, how can you know that? You know,
when you say thinking with the mind, you mean like recklessly?
Yeah, like recklessly. Like when Kevin came up to us, I was sitting next to Sean and I was tensed up because I didn't know if we're gonna have to fucking fight this guy or not, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, he looked at me, he's like, can you stop doing that? Like, I don't like that. And I was like, huh? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I realized, like, you know, I was like, oh yeah, I'm just being very tense right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people just get so drunk or just they're on something that just they're just so fucked up that whatever their filter they had is just gone and they're just fucking reacting to shit.
Yeah, well, literally, some parts of their brains are probably turned off. Some parts of their brains are probably even heightened even more.
Shit, yeah. Maybe those fucking meth fucking people really think they're Superman and shit.
fuck. Imagine you could just trigger all like the good parts of meth in your head. Like the meth headness, like just jump off a building.
And yeah, without slam. The going Whoa. Skinny and selling your couch.
Yeah, that shit.
Selling your, you seen that guy who's so, yo, this is one guy on YouTube who's a meth head. Well, he calls himself a poly addict, which basically means he did all the drugs.
Damn.
And one of his favorite drugs, or the one he was addicted to the most, was meth. And he said that it got to the point where he sold his house to buy meth.
How much meth are you getting with that?
Oh, shit, man.
That's a lot. That's like a lifetime of meth.
That's a lot of fucking meth. And he smoked all that shit, I'll tell you that.
Holy fuck. Damn. Those guys are invincible, bro.
When you have an addiction, I don't think there's a lifetime supply for it.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Or is there?
One I just gram. Thought of like the Vsauce fucking song.
Or is there?
1 gram
could be a lifetime supply off of this chemical right here. It's a little speck of fentanyl. Yeah, but no, like even a gram of some shit could be a lifetime supply. You never know when your last might be. So,
Yeah, that last hit can be the last hit. Exactly. You just take it, you hear the hit marker.
I remember Josh's last hit.
I remember my last hit too.
You remember that shit when you when we finished recording that one night? You were like, "Yo, bro, I want to hit the blunt tonight."
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
you're like, "No,
you got high,
bro. I got high as fuck, man. We was in the fucking China Gourmet, the Chinese spot next to us, and this motherfucker Naeem went there. He was like, "So you telling me the shrimp fried this rice?" And they were just like, "What?"
Wait, just what kept... did he say?
He went up to them. He was like, "You telling me the shrimp fried this rice?"
Oh shit!
Yeah, we were all fucking high as shit, man. I remember that.
That was the last time you ever. Yeah,
the last time I hit the blunt. Well, actually, my coworker, he had a weed pen. I thought it was like a regular, like, you know, nicotine pen.
And
I hit it, but I didn't hit it enough to get high. But the second I took the hit, I was like, "Oh, that's weed."
Oh, jeez. Like, his spidey senses started tingling.
I was like, "Shit." But a relapse.
Nah. Nah, he said, "But a relapse." Oh, shit. Yo, it feels so weird being a fucking, like, just audio, bro. I feel like I have no body right now.
You don't.
You're just a soul. We're speaking to you from the cosmic dimension. Isn't that weird? We're literally speaking to Santiago through the ether, if you think about it.
No, we're not. Shut up, Sean.
Bro, we literally are, bro. You're telling me, bro? Your audio signals are coming through fucking waves, through wires in the ground that are shooting to satellites in the earth that are bouncing against other molecules, which are interfering with the molecules in Joshua's laptop to produce the audio that we're hearing right now.
In other words, we have internet.
Exactly.
Right. That's crazy, though, to think of it like that, that we're talking in real time right now. That's fucking wild. I'd be thinking about that sometimes. Imagine you take this back to the medieval times. They'll hang you.
You think so? Do you think they will?
Hell yeah.
No, they wouldn't hang you, bro. They would burn you at the stake in the
town. They'll burn you at the stake. The devil! The devil did
While they stone you.
What is this music that's coming from this box?
You don't think they would be fascinated?
Oh, this is 21 Savage.
Think about it,
bro. What is this dark magic from the borders of Christendom?
What is this sound?
Juice World. What is this juice?
What is this world? It must be the the devil.
Well, on the next episode of the Mind's Eye Podcast, we go back in time and smoke some crack with Aristotle.
With Aristotle. With Pope Alexander XIV, a.k.a. Rodrigo de Borgia.
Oh, that'd be so lit. Like, imagine going back in time and
doing the podcast with them.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy.
We just have a translator there going,
Yeah,
nice. Sounds good.
Oh, my God. Well, I have nothing more to say right now, to be completely honest.
Yo, let's. let's do a two-part to this. You know, there was a little warm-up for us. You know, we
came
back, we spoke, we got a little bit shook off the rust, you know, from our Hispanic brains.
Yeah. And, stupid Hispanic brains.
Yo.
You know, it's a very unique one.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, with that being said, thank you for tuning into this installment of the Mind's Eye podcast. We'll be back next week with more content. Tune into the Mind's Eye next week and every week after that, because we're back.
No, nigga, let's do a part two on Wednesday, you cockalini. That's what I'm saying. Let's hop back on.
All right.
I'll let you know about that.
Thank you for tuning into the Mind's Eye. All right, guys, we'll see you soon. Stay updated on the Mind's Eye Instagram. More announcements will be coming forward about other things. So, yeah.